It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
I'm going to start with Trey's favorite sport here. Start with golf. And Matt, if you would, help me out and let us know where we stand, where our golfers
my guy, today.
My
guy's getting a bogey today.
Is he?
Because he's
okay.
Making too many bogeys this weekend.
Well, the cut right now, Joe, I think is 1 under. Bill Haas is 4 under today, so he's 2 under. Looks like he's going to make the cut. Ian Poulter is 4 under today. He's 1 under. Looks like he might make the cut. Brent Snedeker is 6 over.
Uh-oh.
But,
yeah, they're still.
Jordan Spieth went off today. He is 9 under with a par 5 left. No bogeys today.
Yeah, I'm not going to be happy until Bill Haas has made it through his round because there's still room for him to mess up there.
Out of our golfers, Bill Haas has he's on 13. You know, Brant's not going to make it, but my golfer has a par 5 left. Hopefully he can birdie that, at least par, maybe make it. But Bill Haas does have but he has an extra shot to work with. But he has that par 5 left as well.
Okay, so it's the Farmers Insurance Open, and it's a chance to see some of the bigger names that you haven't seen so far this season. Tiger, Phil, and then some other guys that haven't played just yet in the U.S., and that's today, Golf Channel, till 6 o'clock. Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be on the Golf Channel 12 to 1:30 and CBS 2 to 5 on both days. I'm going to go to tomorrow, and we have the Senior Bowl. We had Chris Turnage in talking about some of the practices and the players to look out for. That's going to be NFL Network and 3 o'clock tomorrow.
The one thing, Joe, that I liked what Turnage said was those players, even though it's a basic playbook, but you're changing the terminology, how quick they pick it up. And he did say that there were no quarterbacks there that were standing out, that they all probably hurt themselves, if anything.
So that has to tell you that, okay, look for Johnny Manziel to go higher in the draft.
UCS quarterback.
Yep.
And then there
Blake
was some
Teddy Bridgewater.
And Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
I think those three would be the first three quarterbacks taken in the draft.
Maybe A.J. McCarron looks at this and says, this is exactly why I didn't go.
Yeah, could be.
Sunday, Trey's favorite, the Pro Bowl. I know Trey's not a fan, but I am. NBC 630, Unconference is going to be like fantasy football. You're going to have Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice. They're
going
to be there.
Who are you
they
going
they
for?
Chose the teams. I think I like Deion Sanders' team.
I do, too.
Yeah. And Deion has been stated to say that they're going to suit up. That'll be yet to be seen. But it'd be funny to see those two guys suit up and on the sidelines.
Yeah, it's a shame because when players get at the end of their career and they're not as good, I think you shouldn't, because we want to remember them as the Hall of Famers that they are.
I completely agree.
They'll get embarrassed. I mean, if they really try to go one-on-one with somebody, they will absolutely get embarrassed.
Well, as long as they go one-on-one with each other, maybe they'll be all right.
There we go.
And my pick, it comes outside of the sports world, is the Grammys. CBS Sunday night at 7 o'clock. So look out for that. And Barrett Baber is going to open up. You'll be able to watch him on CBS.com. And I don't know the exact time for Barrett, but if the Grammys start at 7, I would say check CBS.com a couple of hours before that just to see about what time he's coming on.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And, yeah, congratulations once again to Barrett Baber for winning that Grammy gig of a lifetime.